Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden announcing new weapon support for Ukraine at the NATO summit in Washington.
The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment.
The announcement as Biden's 2024 candidacy is still being debated.
Biden in an all-out blitz to rally support, talking with Democratic mayors, writing a letter to congressional Democrats, calling into MSNBC, speaking with donors, and meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, all in the last 2 days.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The heat continues to be the big story for much of the country. Las Vegas on track to set a record for the most consecutive days of over 115 degrees. 1.7 million power customers, most of them in Texas, still without electricity following the destruction done by then Hurricane Beryl. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 20 Palestinians in Gaza, some of them in what had been declared a safe zone by the Israeli military. Talks continue in Doha on a long-term ceasefire. This is ABC News. The Justice Department says it's broken up a disinformation network powered by AI and backed by Russia. The network ran nearly 1,000 bogus social media accounts. One of the most deadly diseases in world history has now been confirmed here in the U.S.
The plague killed as many as 50 million people in Europe in the 14th century. It's lived on as part of culture, but it remains a real, although rare, illness. One of those rare cases was confirmed in Pueblo County, Colorado. That's in the southeast part of the state, which is within the larger region of the U.S. where plague is most common, although there are only an average of 7 cases in the U.S. per year. Antibiotics can treat the plague, which is spread by flea bites. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And history discovered in the dirt north of Boston, going back to the birth of America. Experts say 5 musket balls have been found. They were likely fired at British troops in 1775. They're now going on display at a local museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great great job, took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight, closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warmups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later today. Our high, 81 tonight. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine, 82. And we're going to warm up into the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Crude and Dom. On the next Devil's Advocate, Scott Ross joins to hammer Scott Walker. Act 10 has been overturned. We'll talk about it. Join us, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, and on your Civic Media app, you can get us there, text us, and give us a call as well. We're John and Gordy. This is a very special edition, the short stack edition of the family show.
We're here every Wednesday.
We are.
Yeah, every Wednesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m., you can stop by, say hi, have some pancakes or anything off their menu here, Short Stack Eatery. How long have we been doing the show from Short Stack on Wednesday mornings?
Not long enough.
At least three or four months, at least. Right?
Yeah. And it's one of the great breakfast places to go.
It really is. And, you know, it's just a couple blocks from the Capitol, just down the street from our station on State Street. So it's convenient for us, and it's a lot of fun. Gets us out of the studio a little bit. We get to say hi to a few folks that stop by. Get a few regulars in here every once in a while.
Yes, we do have regulars.
Yeah.
So and they've got the tables out along the window here.
Yeah, so you can go outside.
Got a view of that. We can watch you eat.
Yeah, and you can't hear us from out there.
we might be talking about you, but
but you won't know.
Yeah.
So. 7 minutes past the hour. Let's check the weather for today.
I think that's a good idea.
July 10th. You know? Yeah. Are you ready for this? Yeah.
No, I'm never ready for the weather.
Currently, it's 70 degrees, but I wish I knew what the high temperature was going to be today.
Oh, well, we got to check, don't we?
I think we should check. Why don't we get out the weather roulette wheel?
Oh, that's a perfect choice.
Okay, let's roll that marble. Here we go.
Yes.
What will the high temperature be for today?
It's a red marble, in case anybody was wondering.
It's going to be 82 degrees high today.
Red 82.
Red 82 is the number. So it's going to be hot and humid, too, the next several days.
Yeah.
Things are going to be heating up. And we'll talk to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on and get all the inside scoop on the weather for today. It's kind of cloudy right now, and again, 70 degrees.
Yeah, I was just saying to Pete Schwab on the way in, it's a rerun of this program late at night.
Right.
And in the early morning, and he was talking about Sherry out in Horicon.
Oh, really?
Sending emojis, as she always does from Horicon. And he was talking about the fact that it seems like she doesn't sleep. She is constantly listening to the stations. All of them.
Really?
Every host, every show.
Wow.
Yeah. How does she do it?
We don't know. Maybe she has a team with her, and they listen to all the different stations at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they're, they're just saving all every program for posterity.
Sure. We don't know who she is, but she's awfully friendly. She says hello to us every morning.
Every morning.
You know, gives us hey, how you doing? listening to you in Horicon.
Yeah, it's always some kind of little animal emoji.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No eggplants. That's fine. That's fine. She gave us a turtle the other day. Yesterday, I don't know what that was called, what kind of animal emoji that was, but it's always cute. And, and you know, maybe we should find out a little bit about Sherry, what she does.
Yeah. Maybe she can tell us. Yeah. Her next text.
That just hangs out. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. I was going to mention. Sorry.
They're moving stuff around in the restaurant.
Moving the furniture in the back. I don't know what's going on there, but they're making a lot of noise back there. And it's, you know, it's good. Well, let's get into the National Day calendar for today. Why not?
Right.
Oh, you know, I know what I was going to mention. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe, writer, author, columnist, is going to be joining us from Albion House, Substack. He's a Substack writer.
Albion House. And he's on Substack. If you have a chance, you should download the app for Substack. It's really interesting. It's a blog site, basically.
Okay. And he's written a book as well, Miracles Along County Q. Okay. So we'll talk to Mike McCabe a little bit later on today. Okay, let's get to the National Day calendar now. Is it or is it not one of these days?
Oh, God.
It's your favorite part of the show, I know.
I'm just nervous and tense every time we bring this
up. Is it Pina Colada Day? Is it National Pineapple Turnover Day? Is it Chronic Disease Day? Is it Kitten Day? Is it Clarihue Day? Which day is it or is it not, John Peterson? Which day is it not?
It's not Chronic Disease Day.
Well, you would be wrong.
Oh, my God.
It is Chronic Disease Day. Sam, good morning.
It's not.
Would you like
morning.
To?
It's not Pineapple Turnover Day.
You are correct, sir. You got a shiny new dime. We'll put that on your account. It is not pineapple turnover.
Is there such a thing as a pineapple turnover?
I don't know, but it sounds like it might be good.
I love pineapple.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's really good for you, too. But let's talk about chronic diseases, okay? It's Chronic Disease Day. And it's to spread awareness about chronic disease, to educate and advocate people who live with chronic health conditions every day. Our hope is to raise awareness and be supportive to anyone with a chronic disease.
Well, I think we should talk to Eric Hovde about that. If you have a chronic disease, then you have to be charged more for your health care premiums every month. This isn't a free ride, folks.
Okay. Well, that's right. You know, chronic diseases, condition last longer than 1 year, according to the Center for Disease Control. And chronic disease is one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. 7 out of 10 people. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 10 suffer from some form of chronic disease like ALS or Alzheimer's or cancer, Crohn's disease, diabetes, heart disease. Well, the list goes on and on. So what can you do to prevent a chronic disease? Eat a healthy diet, exercise, routine medical checkups, know your family's medical history, and get some rest. Okay? Good advice.
Well, thanks. That's thank you, doctor.
Let's move on to another day of the calendar here. It's
It seemed like a kind of a downer day. We're celebrating chronic disease day.
Well, you know, we're starting there and we're moving up.
Okay,
you know,
that's great.
Let's move up to
get
national.
A little brighter.
National Pina Colada Day. You know, there's one song on the hit parade. You know, the radio station that I occasionally listen to. They play this song every single day, at least 2 or 3 times a day. The Pina Colada song. I hate that song. I think it's. It wasn't that big of a song to begin with, but boy, oh boy, and it makes no sense at all. Here we're listening.
Wonder what year that came out.
I don't know. Sam will look it up for us. In the meanwhile, let's talk about National Pina Colada Day. It recognizes the sweet rum-based cocktail. I have nothing against pina coladas. I just hate this song.
Right.
Today, we're anxiously awaiting the end of the workday. We are. To enjoy the cream of coconut and pineapple juice. Here's pineapple again with a dash of rum cocktail.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
Pina colada actually means strained pineapple. Huh. A reference to the freshly pressed and strained pineapple juice used in the drink.
All right. Well, it's good. It sounds good.
The first written reference to pina colada was back in 1922. However, two different claims to the invention of the pina colada comes in from 1952 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 and we don't really care.
Yeah, I know.
But I just hate that song.
If you're going to use rum, use Meyer's rum.
Is that the good stuff?
Yeah, it's a dark rum.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you like a rum and Coke once in a while? Is that a good...
rum and tonic.
Really?
With a lime.
Okay.
It's fantastic stuff.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
It's National Kitten Day, John. I know you love kittens.
Oh, yes.
Who doesn't love kittens?
Just love those kitten emojis.
National Kitten Day today perfectly celebrates the cuddly warmth of a kitty cat.
Do we really have to know that?
The miniature fur balls of energy snuggle their way into our hearts with no effort at all. Oh, within a flick of their tiny ears, we're in love, it says here. National Kitten Day reminds us... that wild kitten.
This is getting sticky sweet.
Okay, let's forget it. I hate. I'm allergic to cats. No fan of kittens. We'll move on.
Wow.
It's Clarahue Day. Do you know what Clarahue
is? I do not know what Clarahue Day is.
I'm about to educate you right now because right. National Clarahue Day is today.
Wow.
And
it's
actually, you know, it's kind of like a haiku. It's a kind of a stylized. Poetry thing.
Oh, okay.
Celebrates a poem style created by Edmund Clarahue Bentley. His four-line biographical poems offered a brief, though whimsical, approach to poetry. Yes, the English novelist... What are you doing? Why are you doing Marcel Marceau imitations over there? You're just trying to distract me. Edmund Clarahue Bentley, he was a humorist. He lived from 1875 to 1956. He created this Clarahue at the age of 16. Sir Humphrey Davy abominated gravy. He lived in the odium of having discovered sodium.
All of a sudden, I don't like him.
Clarahue must-haves. As with most poetry, the Clarahue is defined by a set of rules, John. Yeah. It has to be four lines, rhyming couplets of AA/BB,
yes.
A person's name in the first line, something said about that person, and humor, because Clarahue poems are meant to be funny. Did you find that Clarahue funny that I just read?
The first
Clarahue invented a poetry style. Okay. That's all
it's
I got.
It's something you have to, used to.
Yeah, I guess. So that's it for the National Day calendar.
Well, that was good. That was really, I mean, you brought us down immediately with chronic disease day.
Yeah, that is kind of a downer.
And then you brought us up with kitten day.
Yeah. Yeah, and pina colada day.
And pina colada is when we get home.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. Let's check out the history book. Sam, could you open up the history book and tell us what the heck happened on
July
10th?
Sure. Let's
open
up
the book. On this date in history.
We'll get a start on it. We won't get through all of it.
Okay,
let's see.
Fine.
Today in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial begins in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes. Yes, yes.
A big movie about that. Who's I forgot. Never mind. Go ahead. Scopes. Give us the background on the
For anyone unfamiliar, trial. there was a high school science teacher who was teaching evolution, and Tennessee had just passed a law making it illegal to teach anything but the story of creation in the book of Genesis. And so he decided to team up with the ACLU, I believe, and challenge that law. And he lost, but they appealed it.
Okay. All right.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad he won eventually.
Eventually. It took quite a while.
Goat's trial. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who was in that movie.
That's
it?
Yeah, we'll get to more of that. We're just out of time now.
He just wants to play this for you.
All right.
Oh, yes.
We're coming back with more on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer
or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from State Street Live, and we are at Shortstack Eatery this morning, and that is Telstar, a great instrumental from way back when I heard that. It's just a warm and fuzzy song to this day. For me, I mean, it just brings back a whole bunch of memories.
I remember when that came out, and it sounded very futuristic at the time.
It did.
It was like, wow, we're in the space race
sound
thing.
Effects.
Yeah, Telstar was
satellites. Sound effect at the end, if I heard this on another radio program, it was a toilet flushing or something like that, and they reversed
really?
It.
Is that right? I'd never heard that.
Well.
Hey, John Peterson.
You could have just made that up.
Might have.
Just like one of the days of the week that you always give us.
That's right. Let me tell you something. Yeah. The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better. Dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
And we played Telstar for a reason.
Did
is that
we?
Correct?
That's
John,
right.
We did.
Today
what's the reason?
Today in 1962 was a big day for the Telstar series of satellites. Telstar 1 was launched into orbit today.
Yeah.
It was the first communication satellite to carry TV and phone signals.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They named the Telstar after the song Telstar.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Is that right?
You know.
No.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, though. Only 7 months after being launched, Telstar 1 went offline because of a U.S. nuclear test. The EMP in the atmosphere, knocked the electronics out, and then it wouldn't work anymore.
Wow.
That's
really
not good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you learn something new every day.
That's great. Let's see what else.
We heard that instrumental, Telstar, the instrumental.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
I did not know that there was a lyrical version of that.
There is?
It's awful. especially, in the old days, they had a lot of really, really great instrumentals.
Right.
They don't play instrumentals so much in any of the top charting.
No. Top 40 or
surveys
whatever
that they
whatever
have out there.
Call
but
it now, yeah.
But back then they had all these instrumentals, and in order to give that even more legs than just the instrumental hit, they added lyrics to it, thinking that they could make another hit out of it. And,
no kidding.
And it was a disaster. It was a horrible, horribly adapted song.
Sam, does it say on that song who created that song, Telstar? What was the band or the group?
The version that I was playing is by the Tornadoes. I don't know if
the Tornadoes.
They
wrote
it.
It was theirs.
All right. Anything else on this date?
Yeah, also in 1962, Niels Bohlen receives a patent for the three-point seatbelt. Didn't quite catch on at first, but...
the three-point seatbelt.
Yeah, so instead of just a lap belt. Yeah, over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, good for Niels.
I remember I hated seatbelts way back when.
Yeah?
I thought it was a good idea, but I just didn't like wearing them.
Well, you had to get used to it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And, they started making all these seatbelt laws, and people,
The shoulder belt really helped stabilize the whole unit.
But there was a lot of resistance to the seatbelt early on, what are you making us do
this
for?
Like
Yeah.
Read about these accidents, people throwing from their vehicle. It's because they didn't have a seatbelt on yet to this day.
Yes.
Strange. All right, what else
Sam,
you got there,
anything
Sam?
Else? Yeah, just close the history book.
A couple more things. Today in 1965, the Rolling Stones hit number one for the first time with Satisfaction.
That was the riff that, okay. Yeah.
It was the riff that what?
Keith. You know that guy Keith in the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah.
He woke up from a dream with that riff in his mind. Yeah, Keith Richards.
Wow.
He woke up with that and they had a hit with it.
How about that?
Okay, that's good.
I only had like one significant birthday today. Today is Nikola Tesla's birthday.
Tesla. Mm-hmm. Nikola Tesla.
It came out with the battery-operated car.
And he was born when? 1856?
Seems like
a long time ago.
Yeah.
You remember it well?
I do. Like yesterday. Okay, so Tesla.
Tesla had all those lightning bolts, right?
Like what Tesla coils?
Yes, Tesla coils.
Yes.
Created the lightning bolts.
Okay.
And there's a, I guess, groups that use those Tesla balls, those contacts.
Lightning.
Yeah, the lightning for a show effect.
Mm-hmm. You can make music with them, actually.
Yes, you can.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
how is that possible?
Well, whenever you like fire off a bolt of lightning, it'll like make a disruption in the air. And if you do it fast enough, you can make sound waves with it.
Have you done that, Sam? You're kind of a scientist, basement laboratory.
I tried to build one when I was younger. It didn't quite work out. But I've seen like shows like you're talking about where performers, like they're wearing like a Faraday cage and they have a guitar inside of this cage and they play it and it'll go through the coils.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It doesn't seem safe by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Wow, so, okay.
Very cool. Highly recommend.
How do you top that, right?
I don't know. I'm speechless.
All right. We have a few minutes here.
All right.
I think this is a good place to mention this very quickly.
Okay.
The media is actually starting to focus on Trump's...
foibles?
Problems, with Jeffrey S. Epstein.
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of new stuff is coming out.
They had that big release of information and details of everything that happened with Jeffrey Epstein. And Trump was dominating the list. And not only that, then we found out about a rape case, a 13-year-old that he allegedly, raped back in 2014 or I can't remember what it was, but it was quite a way.
Well, 10 years?
No, it's not. It was much earlier.
Yeah,
than
I think
that.
It was earlier.
Yeah. But so, anyway, I think it was 1994, something like that.
So more news is coming out about this.
Right,
huh?
Yeah. You know, Ronan Farrow, a great reporter,
right.
Claimed the National Enquirer helped Donald Trump bury allegations that he raped a 13-year-old girl. And when a 2016 lawsuit accused then-candidate Trump of raping her when she was 13, few United States media outlets covered the story. Political Reporting shared the court documents in 2016, and that court document now is online, and you can download it at any time
and read
the details of this. This is the alleged incident, as told by the witness, a 13-year-old girl at the time, and it was her story, and it was corroborated by another girl that was in the room and participated in one of the events.
Oh my goodness.
And, you know, she told the same story, different room, and it's, you got to think that's pretty close to being true, at least at this point, alleged.
Well, this is court testimony of some kind? I mean, or a deposition?
It's a deposition.
Okay.
It is a deposition.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's all this victim's affidavit alleged Trump tied her to a bed and forcibly raped her.
Okay.
Katie Johnson is the name of the girl.
All right. Well, we'll have much more. We've got also Mike McCabe, writer, author, coming up a little bit later on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If you thought wet, soggy fields were your greatest challenge to a healthy crop, you might want to think again. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This has been one of the buggiest years Wisconsin has witnessed. Whether you're out there trying to camp or whether you're agricultural crop trying to grow. Sammy Brantner is a technical agronomist in western Wisconsin, and she said corn rootworm are the latest invaders.
Now the focus has really shifted to corn rootworm. And, you know, I just got a picture this morning of some roots that were dug, and we're already seeing the pruning on just 3-year corn-on-corn rotation. And so, I mean, you think about the winter we had, it was very mild. So a lot of that stuff was able to overwinter. You know, the thought is, well, we've had these rains. Hopefully we've drowned out the corn rootworm beetle or, you know, the larva itself. And yes and no, because where that ponding is, maybe we drowned them out there, but the rest of the field may not have drowned out.
Sammy Brantner, she's a technical agronomist with DeKalb. She said aside from trying to address all the insect invasion, farmers are also trying to figure out just exactly how much nutrients they should apply on some of these erratic waterlogged fields.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
For farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm View.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming, learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
A vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday, barrel cheese was unchanged at 194. The 40-pound block cheese gained 0.75 cents, 196 3/4, while AA butter gained a penny at 314 a pound. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a dime this morning, 2023 a hundredweight. September milk up 12, 2068 a hundredweight. So December corn this morning is down a penny, 407 1/2. November soybeans are down 4 1/4, 1075 3/4. September wheat right now down 2 3/4 cents at 569 1/4. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the market so far on a Wednesday morning. More news anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com. Don't forget about our podcast. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later today. Our high, 81 tonight. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine, 82. And we're going to warm up into the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
John and Gordy on the radio.
and Gordy, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your Civic Media dial. All you have to do is pull up that little app of yours, and there's no ads, nothing. You just go on there and text us and give us a call either way. And we did get a text, and this is the text: easy to find the patient under the car because they were thrown clear, only to have the car continue in the same direction, landing on the patient.
Yeah, we were talking about seatbelts.
Yeah, we were talking about seatbelts, and on off the air, we were talking about the fact that I had just recently seen that video of the crash test dummies, and they were demonstrating what it would be like without wearing seatbelts.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it seems to be a recurring pattern with people that don't wear their seatbelts.
Yes,
they get into a crash, they get thrown out of the car,
John,
and get hit by the car.
Were you wearing your seatbelt when you rolled your Karmann Ghia?
I was.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard to get the seatbelt off upside down.
Yeah?
I had to get my friend out.
Oh, my God.
He was a little shocked and high.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Man, you know. Well, anyway, it's something you definitely have to do. That's why I don't like ATVs. Most dangerous vehicle in the world.
Me too. I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Well,
they seem really unstable. Like they tip over in an instant.
I know it. Yeah. There's no protection, no roll bar on some
a
lot of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And running into things, you know, wires, fences.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
I would never let my kid on it.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to be giving away tickets to Pod Save America. In a little while after 7 o'clock, you will be able to text in to win, but just hold on. Don't text us yet. We'll tell you when. Pod Save America coming to the Orpheum Theater Friday, July 19th.
And coming up a little bit later on, we've also got another look at Agenda 47.
Yeah.
And that is if Trump became president, he would be the 47th president.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his agenda that he put out in 2022, that's it.
Okay.
And it came out at that time. He narrated his agenda.
It's agenda.
In his own words. There are videos where he's actually telling us all of this stuff. I'm presenting the audio version of it, but you can always check it out, Agenda 47. Check it out. It's surreal.
Is Agenda 47 anything like Project 2025?
It is exactly like it.
Okay.
But he hasn't heard about Project 2025, but
suddenly
it's exactly
he doesn't
like
know anything
it
about
for
it
some
now
reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny. They actually showed a visual of somebody in the Trump administration, basically. They're still, you know, kind of pretending to be president. and they have... they have Project 2025 books, the stack of books, in the picture.
Really?
Yes. In their office.
Okay. Yeah, right in back of
Them. Right there with Trump. There. And so it's a, he doesn't know anything about it. You know, if it's in books, if it's book form, he probably is.
He probably
no
doesn't know anything about it.
Definitely doesn't want to read a book.
No.
And we were mentioning Jeffrey Epstein and Trump's relationship with him and the 13-year-old girl that he allegedly raped. And we brought it up because it's something that the media doesn't want to talk about. They don't want to pick up on this. They're focusing on getting Biden out of office instead of this. This is what I would call a bombshell.
Well, sure it is. Yeah, all this information's coming out, and Trump's been going under the radar here for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Because of the Biden debate and all the back flack on that, going back and forth, and, you know, just... so they're just, you know, they've kept Trump under glass there.
Yeah.
And they're not letting him get out too much, although he did go to a rally, I think, last night or yesterday.
Yes.
And apparently he was off the track on that rally. Huh. And we'll probably find some sound on that maybe in the next couple of days.
But I think
days,
this rape allegedly happened around 1994, something like that.
From
and
the
then,
Epstein case.
This 13-year-old, little older now, in 2016, had a lawsuit and then dropped out of that lawsuit because she felt threatened by Trump, who threatened her and her family.
Yeah.
So she decided to drop the case.
Uh-huh. But all this is coming out now.
Yeah.
Because of what, public files and public the files, media digging into it a bit?
She called herself Katie Johnson. That's not a real name, but okay. That's what she used in the deposition.
Mm-hmm.
The affidavit that they have out there online that you can read yourself. It's actually shocking stuff.
Coming up a little bit later on, we'll be talking to Mike McCabe. He's going to stop by here at Short Stack Eatery. He's an author, a writer, we've had him on before. He's going to be joining us here at Short Stack after 7
on a regular
o'clock.
Basis, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff. It's going to be fun talking to him, actually. I can't wait. I want to get to this. This is kind of interesting. We've talked about Project 2025 and now Agenda 47. Somebody out there took a poll, and this is really kind of a cool poll because they asked about Project 2025, what people thought of it.
Okay.
After reading 19 proposed policies of Project 2025, opposition grew from 49% to 63%.
Okay.
An increase of 14%, while support for the plan declined from 31% to 24%.
Wow. So once people find out what it's in there, they don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had a catchy name, but once you dig in a little bit, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, it's strange. You know, we've been talking about it for about 4 or 5 months now.
It seems like it, yeah.
It was kind of buried. It wasn't a big deal at the time, and I thought, well, this is so strange and so unusual because the MAGAs did not have any kind of agenda. They didn't want an agenda because people could pick apart their agenda, and they'd be a target of their own agenda. So they decided not to have a platform or agenda, and then they came out with Project 2025, and it was like, oh, is this what you're thinking?
Yeah, suddenly it's not so popular anymore.
Yeah.
And here, you know, the Republican convention starts next Monday. So they're going to have to have some kind of platform. So how are they going to address Project 2025?
And the interesting thing about that is because of the conventions, it's coming up so soon. And this is becoming a very huge topic in the media.
Right.
Everybody's picking up on this besides the Biden thing. That they're going to have to answer questions about it.
Yep.
And I hope the reporters ask about Project 2025 and their opinion of it. I asked my MAGA friend in Milwaukee yesterday. He called me up.
Yeah.
Angry as heck, you know, as usual.
What did he have to say about 2025, about the project?
He said, he supports it.
Okay.
And I said, well, what is it that you like about it? And he said, I just like the whole thing. He has never looked at it.
He's never read it.
I'll bet he's never looked at it. And that's half the problem with
the
MAGA
scary
cult,
stuff. Yeah.
Is that they accept everything. They don't even look into anything that he's doing or what they're projecting.
Yeah.
And they don't care. And that's the odd part of it. It's just so strange, isn't it?
They just are after power. They're not into, actually.
It's become something where they just feel like they have to defend Trump no matter what.
No matter what. That's it. And we'll have a lot of coverage from Civic Media next week at the Republican Convention in Milwaukee. And of course, when the Democratic Convention comes around in Chicago in August, we'll also be there on the scene with Terry Bell, our news director, and some of our other folks from Civic Media. So we'll have a lot of coverage next week, especially wrap-up coverage in the early evening hours after a lot of the convention stuff happens during the day.
I'd love to be in Milwaukee. It's my hometown, and I'd like to, kind of
We should go
reminisce
over there.
And, walk up and down the avenue. That's what they call it. It's not Wisconsin Avenue. It's the avenue.
Well, and there's some court filings and some objections from the protesters about where they can actually protest now.
Huh?
And the city, I believe, is changing the plan. And the protesters are saying now it's too late to change the plan. There's a lot of back and forth on this. But I saw a news story early this morning about that. The protesters are like fighting back. Like, no, you can't change where we're going to be. We're going to be there,
It's so crazy because they are trying to hide the protesters from the actual convention.
Trying to keep them farther away.
Seems wrong. I mean, if you're protesting an event, you should be near the event. so people in the event see you protesting them.
Well, it almost seems like they're setting them up for, you know, an action, like a violent action. You know, they're taking away their right to protest, and so that just makes them even more angry. And, you know, hopefully they don't get violent, but, you know, they're changing the rules at the last minute of where they can protest.
That's right. And the places that they're allowed to protest are so far away from the actual event.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like north of the event, behind the convention center.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Keep them way far away.
And it's just
try to get
wrong.
Closer, you know, and then we're going to have to call in the cops.
I think the place they wanted was right next to the river.
Okay.
And between the river and the convention center. Mm-hmm. And they wanted it there so people could see them and hear what they have to say.
Right. Yeah, they have every right to be there and every right to protest, just like in the Democratic convention in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to have security there as well. Well,
I'd like to know where they're... protests are going to be staged.
Well, that's an interesting question.
The
Megas
can protest down there. Where, though?
That's a good question. I think they're going to be at the United Center.
I'm not familiar with any of that down there. Are you familiar with the United Center?
Well, the United Center is, they have a lot of concerts. They have a lot of, you know, big shows out there. It's kind of, it's going out toward O'Hare.
It's
out that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's quite a ways from downtown.
Okay,
you know,
But then it would be in a parking lot?
Yeah, there's plenty of parking lot space where they can, you know, mm-hmm. where people will be able to protest, I think.
Yeah.
So they've got it figured out.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a lot fairer than this.
What I'm hearing from Milwaukee, there's a lot of people that are not coming to the convention. You know, they were expecting big crowds.
Yes.
And a lot of
hotels taken up.
Exactly. And now not so much. So... I don't know if people are worried about the protests and possible violence or just staying away because they don't want to be a part of the show. What are they doing? They've got a circular saw barely building some tables back in the kitchen. I don't know what's going on. What is that noise?
I think they're cutting up some kind of leg of lamb or something.
Yeah, it sounds like a chainsaw or something.
To do a little investigative reporting here.
We asked them to make it sound more like a restaurant while we're broadcasting.
So they kept pouring buckets of ice all over the place, making some noise. Yes, Short Stack Eatery. You know, you can actually order drinks here, too.
Yeah, the brunch without booze is nothing but a sad late breakfast.
That's their slogan up on the wall.
They've got it up on the chalkboard here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, what's better than having some booze first thing in the morning with your breakfast? Yeah, they've got a lot of it. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, the strange thing is we're not seeing the leaf blower guy or the sidewalk street beam guy.
No, we can't see them from here. They're up around the Capitol.
They haven't made it down this far.
Ah, okay.
Right?
It's early yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. A lot of people passing by. A lot of early morning risers here at Short Stack Eatery.
There are.
Passing by. You can stop in and say hello.
People with their laptops.
Exactly. We're at the corner of Johnson and State Street. And we'll be here till 8 o'clock. And again, a little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us. It's all happening here on the John and Gordy Show for a Wednesday morning.
Listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. And the crew at Ooga is excited to invite you to some great July events, including the Best Dam Music Festival, July 11th through the 13th, at locations all throughout Beaver Dam. Check the Ooga, that's OOGAH, Facebook page for details and more fun happenings. It's all at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, can you... WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, Madison. What a great show, huh?
Yeah. What is that? King of the Hill,
King
right?
King of the Hill, yeah.
Great theme. Yeah. Love that.
It was great, and the characters were something else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, we have a huge crowd coming
big group
down.
Coming in. 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Weather for today, temperatures right around 70 this morning. It's going to get humid. Really, the dew point is going to be climbing. It's going to be unbelievably uncomfortable the rest of the week. High today, this afternoon, 82 degrees, hot and humid all the way through the weekend.
Well,
the heat's coming back for the weekend into the 90s. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
And crazy.
And of course, we're celebrating Chronic Disease Day today, too. So we're on a real downer today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to have a day to do that every once in a while.
Well,
a year.
Let's bring everybody up a little bit here with another Johnny at the Movies and take a look at what's going on at the box office.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's go to the movies.
Okay.
Huh? Let's see what
I'm
happens
game.
Here.
All right.
Okay.
Is it movie
let's
time
check
yet?
It out. I think it is.
Okay, let's go to the movies.
Right.
All
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. The pathos, the honesty, the despair.
All that.
Somebody's got to do it.
Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir?
It's a one or two or three or four. Why don't we find out what's going on at the weekend box office this last weekend?
Okay.
Well, a great holiday weekend at the box office. And number five, Bad Boys Ride or Die, pulled in $6.6 million. And number four was the newcomer from A24, Maxine, pulling in $6.7 million. Number three was A Quiet Place Day One with $21 million. And at number two, this time being edged out, was Inside Out 2, bringing in $30 million. This film has now eclipsed $530 million domestically and is the third highest grossing animated film of all time so far.
Wow.
And that's because at number one, we had another animated title. It was the first week out for Universal's Despicable Me 4. It brought in $75 million. Across the whole entire July 4th week, it brought in $122 million. Both Despicable Me 4 and Inside Out 2 should be going strong throughout the rest of the summer. This upcoming weekend, we have the new releases Fly Me to the Moon and Longlegs. There is so much to see at your local cinema. Go select a movie and see one today.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that's amazing that the two animated movies are at the top of the box office.
I know. Inside Out, dropping to number two now, finally.
Animated movies just kind of dropped out of existence. I mean, there were a lot of really good ones out there, but
right?
No one watched them anymore.
Yeah.
And now they're back again. So why don't we check out what's coming up this weekend at the box office?
Okay. Let's do that.
Well, we have three new movies on screen this weekend. The first is Fly Me to the Moon. This is a comedy starring Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, and Woody Harrelson. During the first moon landing, the White House was determined that the mission was too important to fail. So as a safety net, they faked the moon landing. But the big question is, what footage did they end up using? The real footage or the one that was faked? You'll find out when you watch Fly Me to the Moon. It's a comedy that is excellent to watch on the big screen. The next movie is Long Legs. This is a terrifying thriller about an FBI agent in search of a serial killer who uncovers a series of clues that you must solve to end his terrifying killing spree. Oh, and by the way, the serial killer just happens to be played by Nicolas Cage. And the last movie is The Lion King, the original Lion King. It is the 30th anniversary of this fantastic animated feature, and it is back on screen. There is so much to see, including the three movies we just talked about, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, A Quiet Place Day 1, and more. Go find a movie and have a great time this weekend.
All right, that's Johnny at the Movies.
Good deal.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You know, while we're trying to sell something here,
right.
You have something you want to bring up?
No, I wanted to ask about the new Eddie Murphy movie. Is that is that actually out yet? Is that
in theaters?
I think it's called?
You know, I don't know where it's at. I thought it was going to be a Netflix movie, but maybe not.
Oh, that's... No, I think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's where it's at.
All right.
Okay.
While we're selling stuff here, movies, why don't we sell the $2 bill? Trump is as useful as a $2 bill, and now he put his face on one. Why don't we get to cut 48? Let's check this new ad out, the new grift.
Really?
From the Trump administration. Let's check it out.
Okay.
This $2 bill features President Trump's mugshot. Donald J. Trump makes history once again by becoming the first former president of the United States to ever be criminally indicted. The powers that be have made good on their threats to get him by indicting him four times. On Thursday, August 24th, 2023, President Trump was formally arraigned in Fulton County, Georgia, and this moment in history created the first mugshot of a United States president. In the photo, President Trump displays a furrowed brow and a determined gaze, showing he's ready to fight. He says he will never surrender. Whether or not you are a supporter of the 45th president, there's no doubting the historic importance of this photo. That's why National Collectors Mint has taken crisp, uncirculated U.S. legal tender $2 bills direct from sealed treasury packs, then enhanced them to commemorate this event. The mugshot seen round the world is front and center in the portrait oval, flanked by images of the flag and President Trump's famous signature. His inmate number is inscribed below the photo, and his declaration, never surrender, is boldly presented on the bill. The final issue price was to be set at $39. However, during this special release, this full-color commemorative $2 bill can be yours for only $19.95, protected by our 60-day money-back guarantee. Each full-color bill comes complete with a certificate of authenticity in a collector's portfolio for preservation and protection. There is a strict limit of 5 bills per caller. First come, first served. So earliest orders receive priority over later ones. So hurry, don't delay. Now you can reserve your own colorized Trump mugshot $2 bill. Avoid disappointment and future regret.
That's very cool.
Future regret order now, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Boy, I wonder if those are legal tender.
They are. These are actual bills. $2 bills.
Okay.
You can't ask for anything better than a $2 bill.
It's a keepsake.
With Trump's face on it, yes.
You know, what a great gift item, you know?
The whole thing here is, these are all souvenirs. Sure. They're selling them to people as collector's items.
Of course they are.
You know,
because someday they'll be worth a lot of money.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I had a fascination with $2 bills. Like, 10-year-old me would have loved this.
Sure.
That's a great observation.
Yeah.
10-year-old me would have liked it, too.
They're pretty rare, I guess.
What, $2 bill?
I suppose you can go to the bank and ask for them, right? Ask for them by name?
It's weird, because I'm saving my $2 bill. It's this is a keepsake.
This will be worth something someday.
Well, not anymore. These keepsakes are bad, unless they have a picture of Trump.
Yeah. Coming up in our next hour, Mike McCabe will be joining us here at Short Stack Eatery. It's the John and Gordy Show. Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
So I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
Verlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.